Election 2024 on News Talk.
Okay, we'll stall the ball there because we're delighted to be joined now by the Minister for Finance and Fianna Fáil's National Director of Elections, Jack Chambers. Jack, welcome to the programme. I know it's difficult to predict. It looks like South Kildare, as we said, has got away from you, but there's a couple of big constituencies still left. What's your sense of it?
Yeah, thanks, Ivan. And I just want to thank everyone across the country for the support for Fianna Fáil and a really positive day for the party. We're disappointed that Kildare South wasn't converted, but Fiona ran an excellent campaign. But look, we're still in the mix. Dublin Bay North, for example, in the mix for two seats. It looks like it'll be Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. We have Kildare North as well. And Cavan Monaghan, possibility of two, still an opportunity for a gain in Louth. So across the board, where there are those marginal calls, where it looks like we're going to gain many of them, and really puts us in a really strong position when the final seat total is calculated.
In Dublin, there certainly has been a better day than the last day. It looks like Shay Brennan, Shane Moynihan. Just talk us through your Dublin scenario.
So at the moment, it looks like, first of all, we're holding all of our seats, and where we had where Sean Haughey has retired, as I said, we're in for a possibility outside chance of a second seat with Deirdre Heaney there for the fifth seat. But Dublin Rathdown with Shay Brennan, that's been an area we haven't had a seat since 2007, will be a really positive gain for us, and looks like he'll do it. Shane Moynihan in Dublin Midwest, previously had John Kern in that constituency. He ran an excellent campaign, built a really good base as a councillor, and fought a really excellent excellent grassroots momentum, and looks like he'll take a seat. And then Catherine Arda's in the mix. We know that Dublin South Central is always extremely tight, but it looks like she at the moment is in a very strong position, and it looks like she could take a seat. So that would be, there's a possibility of 3 to 4 extra seats in Dublin for Fianna Fáil, which is strong growth for the party in the capital. And it'll represent a real recovery when you take the party only having the late Brian Lennon in my own constituency in 2011. We obviously had we didn't maybe make the gains we would have liked in 2020. And even with the local elections, there was mixed results across Dublin. So I think a good day for us in Dublin, and it sets us out well to continue to grow the party in the capital, which is important for the future.
Some are impossible to predict. Somewhere between 46 and 50, would that be the sort of territory we'd be looking at?
I think when we're calculating these things, I always try to be careful with the estimates, but we're definitely at mid-40s, and we've serious opportunities for gains above that. So I like to think we'll convert some of them. So we'll certainly be, I think, a little bit above the mid-40s. It'll come down to transfers. You saw Kildare South. I would have said yesterday that
She got 17.4% on the first count. So, it's very, very tough. Looking at the approach, and I know you can't jump your fences before you come to them, it looks like the combined total will be 80 something. Do you have any principled approach to, a programme for government about independence versus any particular party?
We've yet to, I suppose we're going to respect the democratic process we're in. The party has yet to discuss that. We were obviously clear around the type of government we wanted to see formed if we were given the opportunity, around supporting the enterprise economy, driving affordability and home ownership being at the centre of a future government, and then protecting the economy being centrally important as well. But we've yet to have those internal discussions, and we have to see what the final arithmetic and seat total is. And we want to obviously speak to the broader political centre about what's possible. But I think, unlike the last time, I think there is a clear route to government now. And I think the Irish people have strengthened the political centre when you take the broader seat gains we're seeing for the two bigger political parties that are obviously in the outgoing government.
And obviously there is a little bit of a rock on the road insofar as if there was clear blue water between FF and FG, the presumption of rotation might have to be altered pro rata time-wise or something like that?
Well, look, there's a lot of kind of speculation on that. I think, look, what has worked well in the last 4.5 years is obviously the principles of mutual respect. And I think whenever the starting point happens on broader government discussions, it'll be on substance and policy and on, the ingredients to form a government that works and can last. And, we're not going kind of speculating on the kind of timelines around positions and what positions might be. I think it's important to ground whatever the whatever a programme for government is on substance and on the policy direction.
Just on the day job as Minister for Finance, you know, people will be wondering, okay, so you needed 10 days to kind of recalibrate after an election, assess the arithmetic and so on. From a budgetary perspective, could the negotiations drag into February? Is there, in your mind, any sort of financial planning, public administration, public expenditure, budgetary thing? There was a lot of promises of things within 100 days of another budget by different parties. What's your time frame in mind? Is it urgent or not?
I think there has to be a degree of urgency to broader government discussions when the dust settles on the final election result. I think going into February would be too long. So I think at the same time, forming a government by mid-December could be challenging. So I think to kind of make sure we have the ingredients of a good programme for government, there is broader necessity from in terms of fiscal planning. We have a new medium-term fiscal framework will have to be submitted by a new government. There are clouds on the horizon that everyone is familiar with tariffs and protectionism starting to move greater into picture when it comes to, you know, the European Union and indeed the US. A new government will have to consider all those challenges in 2025. And the medium-term fiscal plan will be really important to set out the broader fiscal trajectory for Ireland over the next number of years. And obviously, maintaining a surplus, reducing our debt and protecting the funds is at the centre of our economic framework that we set out in our own manifesto. And I think will be really important to underpin whatever spending our tax plans are prioritised, that we can make sure any decisions we take can be sustained into the medium term. I think that has to be at the centre of any programme that's discussed.
Finally, Dublin West. We always knew the first three TDs. I was ridiculed for saying the Greens could end up with no TD. How are you seeing the last two seats there? You have Troy, you have John Walsh, you have Roderick. What way do you see it?
I think Ruth will be elected, and I think the gap between Roderick and John Walsh is probably too large for John to narrow, and I still expect Roderick to pick up sufficient transfers to be elected as the fifth TD in Dublin West. That's the general direction, I think. But to be fair to you, Ivan, I know you often get slagged for your predictions, but you weren't too far on this occasion in terms of the wider seats.
Yes.
So you'll have to get your own back then, whoever was saying anything.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jack.
Election 2024 on News Talk.